Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachas of the Shabbos Day Suda. The Ramah writes in Siman Reish Nun Zayin, Sif Ches, that's a mitzvah to be matmin l'Shabbos, to have warm food, kidei sheyechol chamim b'Shabbos. You should leave something on the fire or cover it with blankets in order to have something hot l'kavod Shabbos. And this is kavod l'oinek Shabbos, and he writes, whoever doesn't believe in the Rechamim, but oyser achilas chamim b'Shabbos and says he's not allowed to have food on Shabbos, chashin Hashem apikarisu. You're worried maybe that person's apikaris. What's the pshat in this Rama? Because there were some people who said that since the pasuk says lo yisvara eish b'chol moisher seichem, that they held, these apikarisim held that, you know, pshat the pasuk is, you're not allowed to have a fire lit in your house on Shabbos, even though you lit it before Shabbos. And therefore they held you couldn't have hadlokas neiros on Shabbos, you couldn't have had food on Shabbos, because you can't have any lit on Shabbos. And they held, even if you want to be a matman, you're going to cover it with blankets to keep it warm, people might think you have a fire lit on Shabbos, and therefore those karuim, those apikarsim, had, those karam, those, they were called karam, they were called karites, and they were apikarsim, they held that they could not eat hot food on Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat hot food on Shabbos. And therefore, in order that we want to eradicate that shita, therefore it's a mitzvah, a special mitzvah, to have hot food on Shabbos. And like the Baal Hamor says, Takonos Rabbi Seinu La'anik is a Shabbos v'chamin. Why? Sharei Moisach Chol Yechav Ra'on Sudos Ha'chashuv V'tash V'cham. You have hot food. V'chol Shekem V'Shabbos Ha'inik Mitzvah. And therefore the minig is that on Shabbos day we have the chalm, which is chamin, in order to rekayim this mitzvah of the Ramah and the Rishonim already say that it's a special mitzvah to eat hot food on Shabbos. And the Chorin write, let's say for some reason someone can't eat hot food, it hurts him, he can't eat chalom, he can't stomach that, for whatever reason he is a chayla, he shall at least try to take a hot tea or a hot coffee, and with that, b'di'evet yikiyetza, the mitzvah of chamin. And it's brought down the svarim, it's already I saw in the Pesukei Tshuvos, b'shem the Sefer Darkei Chayim v'Shalom from Munkach, that if someone eats chamin on Shabbos, it's a special schula for amunah and for panosa, to have a lot of panosa. If you eat, if you're makbid on eating chamin on Shabbos day. But there's one point to make that when we learn Hilchos Shabbos Sudas, we'll get into this more, but the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Chalek Aleph that V'chocham eina v'roishoy shlo yemale bitna v'sudas ha'boiker k'delite mokoyim v'sudas tushas. There is an Indian, don't overeat Shabbos day in order to leave some room for Shabbos Sudas, especially in the winter where you could be eating Shabbos Sudas at 4 o'clock. So there is an Indian to take it easy by the Shabbos day Suda. Don't overeat in order to leave some room for Shal Sudas.